So today we heard the Word of God not only in English, but in Italian, Spanish, and French, just thus underlining again that one of the beauties of our Catholic faith is that ours is a faith that is not identified with any particular nation or ideology. Our faith is not identified with any political party. But in all nations, followers of Jesus pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ. Well, you all have seen it many times. You've seen those weight loss program ads. There's a before picture and an after picture. How many of you have seen those? Everybody has. They're all over. Today in the gospel, we have a before and after picture too. We have a before picture of the apostles before they have encountered the risen Jesus, and the caption to that picture is fear. And then we have an after picture of the apostles after they have encountered the risen Lord, and the caption to that picture is peace and joy and empowerment by the Holy Spirit. So which one of these pictures are we in? Are we in the before picture or the after picture? Well, if we're in the before picture, that means that maybe we have not yet experienced the risen Christ. And our lives are still in the grip of fear. From what? And I'm not talking, when I say talk about fear here, about just mere paranoia. But anything that holds us, binds us, worries us, and affects our behavior and the way that we live because of it. Fear that paralyzes us. For example, the fear of reaching out to others. Or the fear of being people of reconciliation in a world that is violent and vengeful. Or the fear of not having the best career or the most impressive possessions. Or the fear of not resisting, or rather the fear of resisting, the immoral. Or for standing up for the truth because we're afraid of what others might think. Or the fear of sharing our faith with others. Or the fear of change. Or the fear of silence or stillness in our lives in this noisy world. All those things prevent Christ being born in us again, to be present and active in history. All those things prevent the church from being born. But if we're in the after picture, then we are people who have experienced the risen Christ. And if we have, then we know peace. Then we know joy. But most importantly, we have experienced Jesus breathing on us like he does to the apostles in the gospel today. That breath is the same divine wind that hovered over the waters at the beginning of creation. That breath is the same divine wind that propelled Jesus from the Jordan River on his ministry of healing and liberating. That breath is the same breath of life that was blown into the nostrils of inanimate flesh at the dawn of creation, bringing life to that man, Adam, that had not been there before. That breath is the same breath that the prophet Ezekiel spoke of in his vision when dead people were breathed upon and they came back to life. It was the breath of God. That breath that Jesus breathed on his apostles is the same life-living spirit that Jesus expired on Calvary to be poured out on us to release us from all fear. Yes, Jesus is here today, the risen Christ, just like he was in that room in the gospel. And he breathes on us today so that we can shake off all that holds us back, so that we can be a new creation, so that we can be the church, the body of Christ, in a fear-filled world. So, this birthday of the church, like all birthdays, is a fresh beginning for us. Let's seize it. Let's yearn with longing for that Spirit to be poured out on us as we gather around this table with our first communicants. As we pray, as we heard in our first song when we gathered together, we pray these words. Shine in the faces of all of us here, fill us with joy, and cast out all our fear. So let's seize this opportunity. Let's seize this birthday, this fresh beginning. Let's open our hearts to Jesus so he can cast out all fear. Let's open our hearts to such peace and joy that we have never known. Let's heed the words of that 14th century Dominican friar, Meister Eckhart, who said, in this birth you will find all blessing, but neglect this birth and you neglect all blessing. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.